Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 5, 1805. Another good decision. Captain Lewis is still not sure which of the rivers before him is the actual Jefferson. So he climbs up a hill to get a better look. He decides that the Middle Fork is the one to take, as he can plainly see the wide river ahead for about 20 miles. He will walk a route that follows the course of this river. He orders Charbonneau and Sergeant Gass, who are at this time somewhat crippled, to take a shortcut and meet him upstream. Meanwhile, Clark continues to make his way with the canoes and writes,
"A cold morning, the wind from the southeast. The river strayed and much more rapid than yesterday. I sent Joe and Reuben Fields to kill some meat. They killed two deer, and we breakfast on one of them, and proceeded on with great difficulty from the rapidity of the current and numerous rapids we had to encounter. At 4 o'clock p.m., mercury 49 degrees above zero. Passed the mouth of principal fork, which falls in on the larboard. This fork is about the size of the starboard one, less water, rather not so rapid. Its course, as far as can be seen, is southeast, and appears to pass through between two mountains. The northwest fork being the one most in our course, that is, south, 25 degrees west as far as I can see, determined me to take this fork as the principal and one most proper. We encamped on an island which had been lately overflown and was wet. We raised our bed on bushes. Captain William Clark, August 5, 1805.
This entry is a little confusing, as Clark combined the notes for several days, August 1 through 5, into this one entry. He did not record seeing the note Lewis had left at the forks. The note was unfortunately placed on a green pole, which the beavers had cut and carried off. Thus, Clark had to decide for himself which fork to take. He chose the southwest fork and camped a mile or so up this river, now known as the Big Hole River, northwest of the present-day town of Twin Bridges, Montana. Monday, the wrong fork.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.